When we walk with the Lord and the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey.
A pleasant good morning. I am Father Ivan Eldon, Associate Priest of the Parish of St. George in the Valley. Welcome to the Anglican Church Morning Devotions for Monday, the 13th day of November, 2023. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that He may destroy the works of the devil, and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as He is pure, that when He comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like Him in His eternal and glorious kingdom, where He lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. For our reflections this morning, I want us to look at the Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter and the first verse. And He said to His disciples, "Temptation to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by whom they come." My friends, what is the driving force in your life this morning? Jesus speaks of two forces at work in our lives, the power of temptation to sin and the power of faith to overcome temptation. The scriptures warns us about the trap or temptation to go astray and to do what is evil. "Keep me from the trap which they have laid for me, and from the snares of the evildoers." Psalm 141, verse 9. "Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling." 1 John 2 and 10. The Jews held that it was an unforgivable sin to teach another to sin. If we teach another to sin, he in turn may teach still another until a train of sin is set in motion with no end. Jesus warns his disciples of the responsibility that they must set no stumbling block in the way of another. That is, my friends, not to physically attack or give bad example that may lead another to sin. The young in faith are especially open to bad examples of those who should be passing on the faith to them. While Jesus warns against the sin of bad example and scandal, he also demonstrated the power of faith for overcoming temptation and difficulties. What did Jesus mean by when he said that our faith can move trees and mountains as well? My friends, the term mountain remover was used for someone who could solve great problems and difficulties. Don't we often encounter challenges and difficulties which seem beyond our power to handle? What appears impossible to human power is possible to those who believe in God's power this morning. My friends, faith is a gift freely given by God, to help us know God personally this morning, to understand his truth and to live in the power of his love. God expects more from us than we can do by ourselves. Faith in God is the key for removing difficulties which keep us from doing his will this morning. We are his servants, and he is ever ready to work through us and in us for his glory. For our faith to be effective, it must be linked with trust and obedience and submission to God and a willingness to do whatever he commands us. The challenge this morning is a simple one, my friends. Do you trust in God's grace and power to withstand the temptations and to overcome difficulties in doing his will this morning? Jesus taught us two basic things regarding Christian relationship. First, be careful that you are not a negative spiritual influence. And second, be forgiven of those who have repeatedly hurt you, but have repented. My friends, I hope and pray this morning we will each commit to following these important principles for our Christian relationship and walk with God and each other this morning. And so, my friends, we are being challenged. God is challenging us that we must not allow temptation to come and distract us from doing his will this morning. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us in our weakness and increase our trust in you and in your power to withstand temptation. Give us the grace and strength to choose what is right and to set a good example for others this day, especially to those who are young in the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Please share these devotions with as many people as possible. God bless.
But to trust and obey, thank you, Jesus. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side on our way. And what he says, we will do. Where he sends us, we'll go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Thank you, Jesus. Just trust.